Now, we're taking talk on this number, 1300 872 911. We've got Tom on the line in Cairns. G'day, Tom.
G'day, mate. Good morning to you.
What are you saying, Tom?
Mate, I'd like to bring up how I am very frustrated with a lot of the way the things are in the city with the teenagers and everything.
Yes.
And it really affects my life. It affects a lot of people I know. So I decided to take part in the rally, something I might not normally have done, but I decided to go there. And I drove up and down two or three times trying to see where the rally was, and eventually I spotted some heads in there. So the hardest part then was trying to get a park, and I was lucky enough to get one up near the hospital. So I walked in, and what I noticed as I was walking in, there was actually people walking away. And I know it was in an extremely hot part of the day. One lady fainted. But the biggest problem we had is it's like the sheer lack of numbers. And I'm thinking, well, wow, what happened to all these people that have been affected by crime? And the worst part was the PA system. It was, I couldn't even hear it, John. I mean, I'm not like way back. The crowd wasn't even big. And it just was unable for me to hear. So I kept walking around trying to get to another spot. The people weren't visible. They're not up and on any sort of a platform where everyone can see them.
Yeah.
And I started talking to some of the other people there. And one man's the same opinion. He said, oh, was that the last thing? Terrible PA, can't hear anything. Don't know what's going on. I said, well, I'm under the same thing. Mm. And it's very disappointing to me and to him and some others that I spoke to about the location and bad parking, bad everything, terrible PA. It's as if it felt like they didn't want everyone else out there to hear it. It was just, you might as well just spoken in the middle. So, yeah, I wanted just to say how disappointed I was with all of that. And I don't think it's going to go anywhere at all. You know, it's like you need thousands of people. You need a march. You need, the government's not going to pay any attention to all of that. It was pretty dismal, very upsetting. So sorry to say to everyone out there, the people that have been, you know, broken into these cars, you should have turned up, should have tried to do something, but...
I know what you're saying, and this is so frustrating when we have constantly the government saying, oh, look, we've got so many preliminary things that we have to go through, so many hoops, etc. The criminals don't have to go through hoops. All they do is go before the magistrates, and they say they won't do it again, and they're straight out the door and straight around the corner into another stolen car or invading another home, terrorising somebody, grabbing handbags off tables. I mean, it's just bizarre that we tolerate a system where the decision makers fundamentally reward these offenders again and again and again with freedom. It's like, it's just the opposite. It's the antithesis of what should be happening to these vile creatures in our midst. But we have government after government after government who can't find their way through the mist to fundamentally get these kids out of town. Now, you can still put them out there with the medical facilities and get educational facilities and secure housing or whatever it's going to take. But they're going to say, oh, it costs too much money. How much is it costing us in the cost of our freedom lost, in the cost of the damage they're doing every time they break into homes, they break into shops, they grab handbags, they steal wallets, whatever. Our cars are getting smashed up. You know, and the government says, it'd be too expensive. Well, we're carrying the burden of the cost and we're fed up to the teeth with it. We've got to find a way of putting pressure on governments to say, stop it. We know who's responsible. You know who's responsible. Whatever it takes to stop them doing it, if it means put distance between the predators and their prey, well, put the distance between them and us. We've had a gutful.
Yeah, I agree 100%. Now, I work with a large number of people. And my God, are they frustrated. And I know for a fact some of them said if they are caught in their backyards, they're not going to be walking out.
Yes.
And I said, this is the problem. You're defending your property and you will be the criminal. Yeah. The government, you will go to court. You will have to defend yourself. Nothing ever happens to them. And that's why so many people are frustrated.
Yeah.
They carry knives, they're carrying weapons, they're teenagers. We feel that, you know, now I've got helicopters flying around all the time that apparently is meant to improve and apparently nothing has happened. It's gotten worse. I tried phoning Cairns Post, can you do an article, please? What is this helicopter costing all of us taxpayers? Mm. It's not doing anything. And they won't even write an article. How many of these teenagers, we'll call them, have stolen probably 20, 25 cars?
Exactly.
Breaking and enter each or more. Mm. And I've heard that even the more criminal type offences are not added to their record because they're juvenile. But I'm telling you right now, I was driving to the airport one morning at 4 a.m. and there's about 25 of them cross the road in front of me.
Yeah.
And this is 4 a.m. They're all out in the street.
Exactly. Exactly.
And what am I going to do if they want to try and stop my car and do something to me? Well, I'm not the type of person that's going to give it over, I can tell you. So I'm the type of person now that has, a few things hidden around my house, the backyard, I'm not young anymore, but I'll tell you what, I will defend myself.
Yes.
Now, this, John, I'm so frustrated that I don't blame the police. I feel sorry for them.
Oh, me too.
I feel that even the judges can't be blamed. I personally blame the government. I'm holding them accountable that if you can just keep letting out teenagers that could be 14, 10, 15, and I mean, mate, they're laughing at us. They're laughing at everyone.
Of course.
It's like, hey, go collect $200. Would you like a pizza and a taxi home with that? Yeah. We're not allowed to even defend ourselves.
Mm.
It's just, John, with the frustrations amongst me and all the fellow workers and, we've had cars stolen and, the workers' cars stolen where we're working.
Yes.
We've had equipment broken into, everything stolen, and we are not allowed to say anything. We've got to be quiet.
Oh, it's just a
nightmare. Well, it even affects us. We're not allowed to speak up and be careful what you say and... Mm. And I'd like to find out a bit more about the why isn't there my intention. Okay, government's got no money. Okay, now we've got the tablelands. We can get right out there. Now, I'm not talking, John, like this $650-something million centre they're building down Brisbane Way to hold 80 students. It's probably got cinemas, swimming pools, squash courts. We're not joking. There's cultural centres. They've got everything, mate. They're not going to worry about going there.
Yeah.
Right, and there's another one, $80 million down there that recently built, only holds 30-odd kids. Now, what about out here? What about Tent City? What about Dongas? What about, Barbara Give, the people that work there, good accommodation? Get these people off the streets. 6 months up front, bang.
Yes.
Education, I'm not against it. Bang. Mechanical courses, small motor courses. Would you like to do woodwork classes? But if these young teenagers back mouth and say, you can't touch me, this is the problem.
Mm.
We need to change the laws. I'd like to say, I might sound a bit too far-fetched here, John, but when these people like to get a vote, and if the people of Australia stood up and said, we ain't going to vote any of yous in until you put these laws in that will lock them up, that will let us protect our homes, then we'll vote. Now, that might sound strange, but if they can't lock up a teenager, mate, they ain't going to lock up all us voters or fine us. It's frustrating. I mean, really... really frustrating.
Exactly. Tom, I think...
It makes me sick in the guts, mate.
I think you've spoken for hundreds of locals, thousands possibly of locals who are just fed up to the teeth with the inaction.
You're right too. They let them out that afternoon, they steal a car.
Mm, exactly.
They're not worried. They laugh, mate. I've seen a car full of teenagers following the police through the intersection, two sirens, and they were just laughing heads off.
Mm.
And on Sunday, I nearly got hit by a stolen car, and this is no lie. I'm driving in from Gordonville, coming into the 80 zone out there to where I think it's Mill Road, the two pubs or something. I was coming down, and I would tell John, that car passed me and made me look like I was standing still.
Wow.
It was flying. One mistake, that car could have hit and killed, flipped. Now, they had to slow down at the lights, and I said, I'm sure this is stolen. So I drove up. They had to try and get in, so they had to jump into the left, and they got blocked. And when I got up to them, yep, here's all the teenagers leaning out the window looking, yeah, is anyone following us?
Oh, no.
Now, that car, John, would have been pulling 140 or more, 80 zone.
How old do you reckon the kids were?
Oh, look, not close enough, but I'm saying 14.
Yeah.
The ones I could see leaning through the window, the car was full.
Yeah.
It looked like a Commodore... I couldn't believe the speed. It just woof, and that was. Now this is what's happening. I won't get into that too much more with you. I'd like to see something built up top. They're talking about they don't have money. We're not talking about spending millions on millions, mate. Yeah, see, over in America, there's tents. You know, they don't need aircon. They don't need TV. They don't need all the luxuries. They're criminals. They're not meant to be treated of it. They're children. Hang on. Well, put them, educate them, come back here, mate. It's a terrible place to be. That's what I want to see. No luxuries. No luxuries, John. They're not entitled to it. Once you're a criminal, you shouldn't be entitled to all that.
All right, Tom. Look, I think you've expressed the views of a whole lot of people. Everyone's so frustrated, so angry. There are countries in the world that wouldn't tolerate this for a month, let alone year after year after year. They take action that works. Do we send people over there to study what works and bring the wisdom back here and apply it here and give us a break? No. No, because it's politically incorrect, I presume. That's the big concern these days.
This breast-beating
baloney we have to put up every time we turn our televisions on or read what's in the newspapers these days. People have just got to stand on it. So we've had a gutful of this rubbish. So, Tom, good on you for having the courage to get on air today and tell it as it is. We've got to leave you now, but thank you, Tom.
Well, mate, I had to because of my frustrations, and I have children, grandchildren. Yeah, getting worried about all of it.
And you're getting emotional. I'll leave you, Tom.
Yeah, mate, I've had a gutful. I'm telling you, absolute gutful. Yeah. That, look, these teenagers are protected. It's like, hey, they can laugh at you, they can carry knives, they can... I've seen them in the shopping centres with the security. They're not allowed to physically hold them down. It's like these kids are just giving the fingers and whatever they want.
Yes.
It's unbelievable. Mm. Should have had my father. He would have flogged them.
Yeah. No, it's lunacy. It's wall-to-wall lunacy. And no one seemingly can find the courage to bring it to
And me. I'm still going to hold the government responsible, John. They are the only ones. I feel sorry, as I said, for the police. They're doing their best. You can bring 500 police here, John. They want to boost the police force here. Absolutely going to do nothing. It will do nothing unless you lock them up. So they catch them in 3 days instead of a week. They're out. They steal another car. So what's the difference?
Yes. Precisely.
Nothing. Nothing will change.
Precisely. Tom, I've got to shoot through.
Thank you a lot, John.
Really appreciate this contribution. Thank you. That's Tom, probably speaking for thousands of us.